1744. .243 West on Division at 37. I'm reporting at Chavez stop. Passengers got off the bus and a man jumped out from the shelter like he was going to attack them, waving his arms and lunging towards the passengers screaming. He continued to scream. He didn't hit them, but he's out of control and he's scared those two people, and I think that somebody needs to go talk to him. Talk to that pedestrian that's hanging out in the shelter.
So is he camping in the shelter? Like, does he have belongings and stuff there, or is he just there currently?
No, I didn't see any sign of camping in the shelter.
And you said that was Division and Cesar Chavez inbound?
Correct, inbound.
And do you have a description?
Yeah, he was on my bus earlier, so I remember him. And when he was on my bus, he was also out of control, but we got him off. He's a white male, probably about 5'8", medium build, stringy brown hair just to his shoulders. Oh, gosh. His clothing, it was dark colors. That's all I remember. Browns.
All right, copy. We'll have a supervisor check it out. Thank you. 1802.
Oakwood 188, westbound. Traffic's a little congested at Starkey and Burnside. Heavy, heavy police presence there. As for your... trespasser, didn't see anything.
Okay, so for the trespassers, you asked about nothing. Thanks. 9519, have the information for you.
Okay, I'll be clear at this time. Thanks.
To get on, he managed to get it in neutral so the brakes weren't engaged and manually pushed her on board. Yeah, again, it took him like 11 minutes or so. I don't know how to get her mobility device into neutral, so I can't really move it.
All right. SOP, he was not supposed to push that. We're not to have mobility devices on the bus unless they're operable and the person can bring their own. So she doesn't know how to get it in neutral either.
That is correct. not really much help in any regard.
All right, well, I don't want to tie you up because you need to be pulling out now. If she is still on there when you get back down to Jefferson and 5th at 8:41, we'll have a supervisor come meet you. Or maybe they will be willing to see if they can find how to get it in neutral and so that she can roll down the ramp.
Okay, yeah, my understanding is she got on and went all the way to St. John's, and then she rode all the way from St. John's to downtown. So that'll be her second trip to downtown, I guess, and second trip to St. John's.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if she has an issue with it, you can explain to her that she technically should not have gotten on the bus with a dead battery, and we're not obligated to injure ourselves by trying to push her off the bus with a dead battery. And then if she can figure out how to get her own piece of equipment in neutral, she's more than welcome to deboard off the bus whenever she would like. But we're not going to put you or any other TriMet employee in harm's way of injuring themselves.
Okay. At which point on the way back to downtown should I check in about this issue?
When you get to Jefferson and 5th, you have a 19-minute layover. That's more than enough time for a supervisor downtown to get to you to see if they can help out.
Okay, thanks for all the help. Appreciate all the advice. You have a wonderful night.
Cap, we got a crossing inspection, air cargo to Cascades. Other than that, clear track, special instructions and advisories. Have a good night.
Open air cargo to Cascade. SIMA, you have a great night as well.
Thank you. 1817.
83, I copy SIMA. Thank you. Have a good night as well.
9119.
9119.
Good evening. I'll be on the air.
Well, good evening. My notes say that I had no 19 today, so yay. Have a good evening. 1819.
That 7243, there was just a ramp and the coin jam. The coin jam's clear. The ramp, I can't fault the damn thing. She's saying that when she's gone over bumps, it's triggering the alarm. I mean, I can't disprove it. I can't see a cause of why it'd be doing it. It's stowing well. The stow switches are working. I'd need to run it to test it. So, because that thing's running out late, and I think we'll just get that thing a try when it's convenient.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you. 1841. And 9116?
Go ahead.
Are you with 1803? Sorry, 1802?
Yeah, I'm getting close. You know, when you said 18, so I was looking for 18 site. I didn't know that he was doing the offline 51, so I'm getting close.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you. 1841.
9111.
9110, standby 9111.
The 7243 is, they're going to deadhead over to 82 and Max. And pick it up there. I think it's at 1858.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. And 9110?
9110, just check that bus. There's no damage. No new damage, no damage that I saw on that bus at all anywhere. So I'll keep an eye on that gate arm. I didn't see any damage to the gate arm as well, but I'll check on that gate arm when the train comes through again.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. 1842.
9116.
9116.
Where is he stuck in it?
Yeah, so he's on Broadway Drive at Sherwood Drive. So it looks like from Ravenside, or Raven's View, excuse me, he took a right on the Broadway Drive.
916, I'm with the bus.
Thank you. 1845.
1841, departing the case.
41, I copy. 1848.
You're clear to do so, and you'll be clear for all trains, correct?
That's affirmative.
All right, thanks. And that's information for all Blue Line trains. We got OCS walking in from Civic, just west of Wallula Bridge. Looking for some tree branches in the red. Still clear for you. Keep an eye out for them. And 1912.
Thank you.
4567 was just involved in an accident. I'm getting a little more details right this moment. They're at Shoals Ferry. Well, they're on 121st at Shoals Ferry heading westbound.
9120,
did you copy that?
Negative, he's in full cough.
I'm sorry, 4567, vehicle 3047. They're currently on 121 at Shoals Ferry heading south. They were just involved. Sounds like a... There's no medical, but it was a... more than... It sounded like it was somebody coming head-on.
Okay, I'm heading that way.
All right, and 2028.
Unit 677.
677.
677, I've checked the locations that we affected during our inspection today, and I'm not seeing any defects. I know there were some inspections done earlier in the day on some case maintenance out here, so I'd like you to track in time to enter the right-of-way here from PDX pocket all the way to PDX, just going in and out of the right-of-way to inspect the cases.
I got you. Yeah, this show started at 1831.
677, I copy. Okay.
Thanks, and that's information for Redline Trains. Yeah, tracking time. They're going to be going towards PDX pockets and PDX checking the signal cases. So good for you. Keep an eye out for them at 2032.
Chain 87.
Train 87.
Train 87, can you call the signal at Fuller?
87, affirmative. Watch the signal, should be coming up here shortly.
87, copy, thank you.
Yeah, 44, welcome back. Currently just have the signal crew on the red line. They're inspecting signal cases from the PDX pocket to PDX. So just keep an eye out for them and they'll clear free. Have a good rest of your evening.
45, copy. There's going to crew case inspection at PDX pocket to PDX. Have a good rest of the night, sir.
Thank you. 2038.
Cross East Roadway to 3... Charlie Delta and move up to Alpha Bravo, you say?
Hey, be going up to 3 Charlie to couple to 102, it's on 3 Bravo, so across the walkway there, and then move up to Alpha Bravo position.
Okay, copy that. 212.
Thank you, 2039.
How can I help?
Oh, well, I thought I pushed ready for service. I'm just letting you guys know I was going on the route, but I pushed the wrong button. Sorry.
Oh, no. You did. You pressed ready for service, and I see that now my partner gave you the block. So, thank you, and once again, we really appreciate your help.
Anytime. Appreciate you. Thank you.
That's 2105.
Found at a Renko. If you can't make it out there in time, though, we do have a supervisor that will grab your things for you. So.
Aye, copy. Thank you.
You're welcome. 2216.
Aye, copy. Move complete. Thank you.
23.
Let me out for a red now, please.
I copy. Third Morrison for a red now.
Foxtrot. Have a good night.
Please stop and call control again. Flags are going up in preparation for train order 6,
22-24. Copy 667, the call board's now up at eastbound aggression central and you're clear the right away, 22-26.
Yeah, I'm here at Cleveland. I'd like to raise call boards here for train order 6.
647 westbound at Cleveland, you're clear to raise the call boards there.
Copy that. I'll let you know when I have them up.
Thank you. 22-27.
840, yes, 847.
Okay, thanks. Have a good night. You too. Bye. Hey, Rose Quarter.
Affirm. Did he say he
fits in? Affirmative. I'll meet with him and pull the train back.
Copy.
You are welcome at 22:32.
It was 540. Trip me again, sir. Ow. What do you mean, trip you again? Are you not reset yet? You have to push the reset button on the Type 5.
Yeah, 666, the white vertical, it trimmed me again.
You press the reset button?
I'm talking about train order 6 or 5.
I'm calling in regards to train order number 6. I wasn't sure what your guys' destination was this evening.
Train 96, yeah, we're not heading out to Cleveland tonight.
Okay, I copy that. And at this time, all trains on East Air that are going to be affected by train order number 6 have acknowledged it is active. If I miss anyone, give me a call. It's 22:39.
Number 215.
All right, and you've pushed the blue reset button for the ATS activation.
From 532 would like to take this up to YL3 and back down to 7 Gulf to couple with 404.
Train's heading out east. Train number 5's call boards are now going up. Eastbound, call out Ruby Junction. Westbound, aggression central. End up in the yard. You need to call from there. And train number 5 is now active, or not active, but call boards are now going up for it at 23:15.
27, go ahead.
You can go up to Lloyd Center and check out the TVMs and let me know which one is out of service.
I got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. 2342.
Hello?
Last call?
I'm at 11th, I'll head that way.
86, I copy, thanks. 23, 50.